Whatever country our clothing might be made in, we all want to look good, right? But it's not always easy to find fun, fashionable clothing when you have a disability. Doing up a button, tying a shoelace, pulling on a sweater, this stuff can be a daily challenge for people with physical limitations. Victoria Farmer is one of my colleagues with Public Radio International. She's based at PRI headquarters in Minneapolis. And she's written about how the fashion industry rarely gives much thought to people with disabilities. Victoria, what prompted you to write about this topic?
Well, I work in audience development here at PRI. So I was working on an audience survey for this wear and tear series that we're doing. And as I was thinking through the kind of diverse voices that we're trying to highlight in that series, I started thinking about sort of my own experiences, trying to find clothes that fit my body. I have spastic diplegic cerebral palsy, and also make me feel cute and fashionable.
And what's been your experience in trying to find lovely clothing that suits you and that works?
Well, my experience has mostly been about shoes. I can typically wear clothes made for able-bodied people, but I have to wear AFOs, ankle foot orthoses, which are braces that go on my legs. So it's often difficult to find shoes that will fit over the AFOs comfortably, and frankly, that look like they aren't made for your 80-year-old grandmother.
Have you been able to find, you talk about in your piece wanting to find cute shoes, and are companies making more efforts at that? Do you have more choice now than you did, say, 15 years ago?
Yes, that's definitely true that there are more choices now. When I was a child, the thing I wanted the most was a pair of Converse Chuck Taylors like my big brothers. So those were like the height of cool to me as a kid. And I could never have any because I couldn't fit them over my braces. So Converse has actually recently created a version of their classic One Stars that have elastic laces and a fold down ankle.
It's interesting. I'm curious, in your research and in your own experience, do you think the fashion industry is responding to demand, or is there, within the fashion industry, people are thinking, well, this is a market we should go for?
I definitely think that you can see more mainstream companies putting out adaptive lines, like Tommy Hilfiger, for example. Last year, he did a line for children with various disabilities, like magnetic snaps and sensory-friendly material for children with autism. He and his second wife actually have a child with autism, which is one of the things that he says brought this to his attention. And there are also a number of companies that specialize in adaptive clothing that are starting to gain prominence. One that I found when I was doing research is a Russian couture line called Bezgranits Couture. Bezgranits means without borders in Russian. And they make really beautiful gowns and suits, things that look like they belong on any fashion runway you would see.
Hmm. What struck me about your piece is when you talk about how there's a tendency for people to make clothes for people with disabilities that are definitely function over form and function over beauty. Are the fashion companies that are getting it right, are they tilting more toward, hey, let's just make beautiful clothes, period?
I think they are. And I think a big reason why they're doing that is that the companies that are doing this right are collaborating with people with disabilities themselves, using them as models. They're listening to them about what they need from their clothes, what they need them to do. And I think this kind of collaboration and really engaging with the people who are going to wear the clothes first is a huge step forward.
Victoria Farmer works in audience development for our producing partner, Public Radio International. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks for having me, Carol.
And you can see a number of the fashions Victoria is talking about at PRI.org. And while you're there, find out how fair is your fashion. Take our quiz.